What up? Hey, everybody.
It is May 17th, 2018, and it is a Thursday morning at 6:30 in the morning. I kind of want to go over something that I've been dealing with, and that's kind of just like my downfall. You know how you have those moments of your up and down, and I'm actually in that down period right now. And God, I was like, fuck, I need to get myself out of this shit because I feel kind of like emotional. I'm like, am I going to start my period? What's happening right now? I'm kind of like sad and down. And what I realized, I needed to wake up. I needed to listen to some like, okay, what do I need to do next? So I woke up at 5. I exercised for the first 20 minutes. I try to implore the 20-20-20 method to try to like get my dopamine up, you know, make sure that I'm happy. I wasn't so fucking satisfied with getting up and doing that again. But I needed to find the motivation. So because I started slipping away from that ever since I decided to go out this last weekend and hang out with my friends and drink. And I regressed. And I feel like I'm still repairing from that weekend, from that 4 or 5 days ago. Mentally and physically I was fine, but mentally I think it took a really longer toll on me, and now I'm realizing the impact that it has on me, and I'm dealing with that. Also, the next day it was Mother's Day, and I had received a text message from my ex, which was hilarious because I have not heard from him in about 2 months. He still pays my phone bill, by the way, but we're not going into that topic. And he is a man that I've been trying to get away from. I left him. It was a chaotic relationship. It was up and down. He cheated on me. It was very, he's an energy drainer. And he never believed in my dreams, my business. There was always something wrong. I could never make this man happy. And I loved him. You know, and that's what it was. I loved him. I loved him. And I know, God, this fucking sucks. And so it brought up a lot of emotions. It brought up a lot of fucking emotions. And I'm realizing that's what I'm dealing with, is that. Because now I keep thinking about him. I keep dwelling. And I'm like, oh my God, Gary's like getting it. At least I feel like he's yelling at me right now. Stop fucking dwelling. And that's exactly what it is that we're dwelling on these little fucking things that we just need to block out and cut the fuck off. And then I'm like, he's got it. Boom. And that's what made me realize I just need to stop thinking about all this dumb shit because it's bringing up my past. And this is a challenge for me, overcoming it. And thank you, Gary V. You're the best. Hope this helps you ladies too. Have a good day.